Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Food prices are up from the second to the third quarter of the year in Kentucky. That, according to Farm Bureau's Market Basket Survey, the Farm Group's public relations director, Dan Smaldone.
We're looking at a 3.9% increase in the last quarter, third quarter, and basically that's taking us to a new high and a fifth consecutive quarter of growth in price totals for our survey.
The quarterly price check tracks 40 staple food items in six general categories, all of those up this past quarter except for poultry and fruits and vegetables.
Really, anybody who's been to the grocery store recently can recognize that beef and pork prices are driving the overall prices up for our latest market basket survey.
USDA officials had forecast a 2.5 to 3.5% increase in food prices for the year, but this third quarter market basket tally surpasses that prediction, at least for now.
When we look at where we ended 2013 in our market basket survey, sitting around $120, and to where we are today at $127, that's about a 5.8% increase overall, which is outpacing, unfortunately, the predictions made by the USDA of 2.5 to 3.5% for the year.
Still, at the national level, USDA's Economic Research Service anticipates food prices to return to more near normal inflation rates. We'll be right back.
Calling 811 before a construction or home improvement project is easy. Well, now Kentucky 811 is making it even easier, and you don't even need to pick up the phone. Just go to 811now.com. 811 Now lets you complete, review, and submit all of your information in one simple online form. From landscaping to fence installation, 811 Now ensures a safe, successful dig faster. So click before you dig and go to 811now.com to fill out the online form.
We're back with Farm Bureau Public Relations Director Dan Smaldone on the ups and downs of food prices, certainly up this quarter, but again anticipated to subside to more normal levels.
They are anticipated still by the USDA to level out before the end of the year, but currently we are experiencing some highs in grocery bills, in particular, again, with those beef and pork products.
And Smaldone says national trends in herd size are fueling that significant price impact, and traditionally those levels take significant time to move one way or the other.
We're seeing the long-term effects of reduced herd size for beef and pork, and actually the smallest U.S. cattle herd size, according to the USDA, since 1951. So beef prices overall on the year are up 15.1%, and pork prices are up 11.7% on the year. And those are national statistics, so we're not the only ones experiencing this. This is certainly something that the entire nation is feeling.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.